Chiquitan Village to national treasure. This is Hampton's Hidden History.
I'm Tulani Davis, and I'm a writer. My great-grandfather, William Roscoe Davis, was a slave on the Shields Farm in Hampton. He had been sold or rented 3 or 4 times. He worked on Sundays, taking tourists around on a sailboat to the Fort Monroe area and around the local waters, and was allowed to keep the money in order to buy his family out. He paid for them, and the court in Hampton said his family should be remanded to him, but the owner refused to turn them over. After 12 years of going to court, his owner fled the area along with the Confederate troops, and he got either in his boat or a wagon and went down to the farms near Fort Monroe and got his mother, his wife, and all of his children, a total of 9 other members of my family, and took them to Fort Monroe, where he subsequently worked giving out blankets and food to other contrabands who came there. This was about 3 months after the 3 gentlemen sailed across Hampton Roads and became declared contraband. It was in the midst of what became a wave of 10,000 people, part of the 500,000 people who fled their plantations.
Hampton's Hidden History is made possible by a gift from Susan Bentley Joseph. For more information, visit whro.org.